Guten Erev Shabbos, Parshas Vayetze. The second half of the Haftarah is the same Haftarah which we read on Shabbos Shuva, or at least the first part of Shabbos Shuva. So we'd like to once again speak about the famous Tzukim, Shuvi Yisrael, Ad Hashem Alekecha, Ki Chashalta Ba'avinecha. The Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Vayeshev, when the pasuk says Vayesh Vayoshev Reuben al Ba'ar, Reuven returned to the bar. He discovered Yosef is missing. He returned to the bar. He wasn't there. Shas the actual mechira. The Medrash asks, "Beheichan hoya? Where was he?" Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer teaches, "Besakla yuvatani soisi darshins Vayoshev alashen of tshuva." He was involved in tshuva. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Reuven, "Me'olam leichata adam lefonai ve'asa tshuva. Nobody has ever sinned before me and been involved in tshuva. Ve'ata pasachta b'tshuva tchila. And you were the first one in world history to initiate tshuva. Chayecha, I swear, sheben bincha, your descendant, oimed u'pesach b'tshuva tchila. He will be the first rabbi to teach and lecture and inspire tshuva to others. The Eza, who is referring to Zehishaya, as another Yeshaya ben Be'eri, is a descendant of Reuven ben Yaakov Avinu. Shenemar, where do you find he teaches tshuva? Shenemar, Naftaira, tshuva Yisrael ad Hashem alekecha, ki chashalta ba'avinecha. So Baruch Hashem, we have spoken many times on this medrash. The Velt asked a bunch of kashas on this medrash. First of all, Reuven was not the first one to do tshuva. Adam Arishon, Chazal said, was Isaac in tshuva for 130 years. He was Isaac with tshuva. Mari Dika tshuva from Adam Arishon. Cain, Chazal say, was Isaac in tshuva. And even in the time of Reuven himself, he was not the first one to be Isaac in tshuva. Actually, Yehuda was. Like the famous Gemara brings, Makkos and other places, the Gemara says, Mai Dechsev, Yechi Reuven ve'al Yomais. Zayis Abracha, it says, Yechi Reuven ve'al Yomais. And then immediately it says, Rezayis Yehuda v'yoymer. So the Gemara says that yes, Reuven was Isaac with tshuva, but his whole inspiration to do tshuva is attributed to Yehuda. Rezayis Yehuda. The whole schus of Reuven doing tshuva was b'schus Yehuda ben Yaakov Avinu, who was Isaac in tshuva and said, Sotka Mimen, he also did tshuva. That inspired Reuven. Al Kopanim, you see from the Gemara that even in the days of Reuven, Yehuda was before him. He fakared, he gave the inspiration to Reuven. This pasuk we brought by Yosha Reuven was before the story of Yehuda. And it seems that the real main part of Reuven's tshuva, which was mutzlach, which was successful tshuva, was based on Yehuda. So how could the Medrash say that Reuven is the first one to the tshuva? He was preceded definitely by Adam Arishon. He was preceded by Cain and by his brother Yehuda. And another question, which we've spoken about many times, is why does the Medrash say that he'll be rewarded, that his descendant, Hoshea ben Be'er, will be the first one to teach tshuva? He's not the first one to teach tshuva. Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, and Sefer Dvarim, speaks about tshuva so many times, especially towards the end of Dvarim, many, many times. Shafta, Ashivaisa, tons and tons of times it speaks about Ashivaisa, tons of times it speaks about doing tshuva. Shafta Hashem alekecha. And it's in Yeshua, in Shoftim, in Shmuel, Melachim. Yeshaya speaks about tshuva, Yirmiyah speaks about tshuva, Yechezkel speaks about a whole bunch of things about tshuva. What's Hoshea being considered the one who's pesach with tshuva tefila? So Baruch Hashem, we've spoken about this medrash many times in the past. Just mentioned a few of the other mahalchim that are out there that we mentioned. Some of them we've spoken at length before. And we'll get to the main event. The Bina Le'itim, his mahalach is, and very similar mahalach in the Yifei Torah and the Medrash Rabbah, they both say that Reuven's tshuva was inspired by himself. Ashinkin, Adam, and Cain, they got a message. Even Yehuda, there was like some message calling to them, wake up and do tshuva. Because Baruch went to Adam and said, Ayakah. Because Baruch went to Cain, gave a homeless shmuz, called Me'achicha. Yehuda got a message from Tamar. You know, you can let people die, but Reuven, no one said a word to him. No one inspired him. No one told him he did the teshuva. And Reuven went on his own. And that's the lesson of the Medrash. It was just between him and Hashem, and he on his own said the Feitar and the Bino Le'itim decided to do tshuva. We're going to say a pshat today, Emir Hashem, and it will be a little bit connected to this mahalach. So that is one mahalach which some mefarshim say. Another mahalach which we've mentioned before, the Sikkutah says this mahalach, others say it also, and again we're going to talk about something similar today. Is that Reuven actually, his chait was different, unusual, that he thought that he's doing a mitzvah. Adam definitely did an avera. He was persuaded, he was nichshel, he did an avera. Cain, he was doing an avera. Yehuda was an avera, wasn't maybe he was forced into it, like the Medrash says, but whatever it was a ma'isa avera. Reuven, what was he doing? He was watching out for the covet of his mother. He was involved in a mitzvah. To do tshuva on a mitzvah? To do tshuva on a mitzvah? That is something which is amazing, which is new, which he never found before. And that's the chiddush of Reuven's tshuva, according to the, in the Sikkutah, actually the Palami office, even says something very similar and sweet to this, very, very similar and sweet. That the Medrash, which he mentioned before, was a Medrash b'shem Rabbi Eliezer. The Medrash actually brings afterwards, Rabbi Yeshua argues, and says, Yashav Reuven al Abar, where was he returning from? Says Rabbi Yeshua, he was busy. It's called Tzachi Abai, say Mutalo. He was a Bukhari, he had jobs to do. He couldn't be there the whole time. So he learns it literally. Where was he coming from? He was coming from taking care of things that no one else was taking care of. So Palami Yafa says, Rabbi Lezer says, he goes, I seek in Tshuva. Rabbi Yeshua says, he wasn't Isaac in Tshuva. Says the Palami Yafa, this is really based on Machlaikis in Shabbos, in Shabbos, Daf Kufla Merzayim, Perak Abazar Demila. The Gemara has Machlaikis, Ta'ab, Dvar Mitzvah. So makes a mistake based on doing a mitzvah, he's chayiv or pater. Rabbi Yeshua holds that you're a pater. Rabbi Lezer holds he's chayiv. Well, if so, Reuven, who was doing tshuva on what he had done a mitzvah because he had been trying to protect the covet of his mother, again, let's just chazer over what was the story according to the Gemara and Shabbos. The story was that Reuven saw that after his mother passed away, Parshas Vayishlach, after Rachel Imenu passed away in Parshas Vayishlach, so Yaakov moved his mita, moved his bed into the tent of Bilha, which had been the shivcha of Rachel. And Reuven felt very, very insulted for his mother. He said, my mother was always second fiddle to Rachel Imenu. But now Rachel passed away. My mother has to be second fiddle to Bilha, the shivcha of Rachel Imenu? No way. And he moved the bed into the oihel of Reyes. So he was being oisik in kibud ein. Says the Palami office, you need to tshuva on that. You're really doing a mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua, the shitasa in Shabbos, holds you need to do tshuva, and that's why this medrash says he was doing tshuva on that mitzvah which he had done. Mashen kein, through that Rabbi Lezer. Mashen kein, Rabbi Yeshua holds tshuva on mitzvah's pater. So he just learns that there was actually no tshuva, no reason for the tshuva. But again, there's this mahalach. What was the tshuva? The tshuva was from the moyedika mitzvah of kibud ein, and the mahalach we're going to say soon, Brit Hashem will be very connected to this also. One more mahalach we'd just like to mention, Sat Merebin, one of the places, one of his rushes, he said that Reuven did tshuva on Rosh Hashanah. Person never did tshuva tchila. Tchila means just on a machshava. He never did a ma'isa avera. It wasn't even considered a ma'isa avera. It was the thoughts that were behind it were the avera, was a machshava, was a private machshava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who thinks to do tshuva on a machshava? You think if they actually went and did something sinful, I'll go do tshuva. But just a machshava of avera, why should I go along and do tshuva on that? And that was what was unusual about Reuven. So each one of these misfarim that we mentioned are marich about this whole medrash, and they make it fit into every part and how it fits into the part with the Sheya. But we would like today to focus on mahalich of the Heilige, and Moshe Feinstein, Zichar Tzadik V'Karach Levracha, in the Sefer Drash Moshe, in the back of the Sefer Drush Beis. So again, we did say, I think, three mahalchim. One is, he was inspired on his own, no one sent him a message to do tshuva, it was like a personal realization. Or we said, tshuva from being involved in a mitzvah, or tshuva on a machshava. But we want to focus today on the nusach and the way that this medrash is explained by Rav Moshe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who has a very, very long drasha, drush base, which he's discussing in the drasha how one should definitely choose to live more by his seichel, by his wisdom, as opposed to just living following Tyrus. And he has a beautiful, beautiful drasha where he elaborates on this theme. And he explains the Gemara, which he spoke about a couple months ago, with the machlokes between the vikuach, the dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Levana, why it had to become small. And he explains that the sun represents ta'anugim, pleasures of this world, whereas the moon symbolizes living by seichel. And based on this, he explains that Gemara and Chulin, it mamash ba'arichus, and he explains, based on this, the concept that the Gemara discusses, how the Gemara says that when there's a solar or lunar eclipse, it symbolizes either good or bad for Umas Olam or Klai Yisrael, as a Gemara at the end of our second parak in Sukkah. And Ramesha explains Chayor, the sun and moon, have an eclipse because another body, another planet passed in front of it and just interfering, and it's already from the way the world is set up. This is always going to happen every once in a while. How can it symbolize this? So Ramesha says Rabbi Yishlam put a system where we can see once in a while that a life of ta'anugim, of sun, has its problems. A life of just seichel also can have its drawbacks. What are the drawbacks of living with seichel? L'chayr seichel is really the best way to go. Live with your mind, with your intellect, over your desires. Well, there is a problem with this. The problem with seichel, says Rabbi Yishlam Feinstein, is people's insistence on being correct. They think they know it, they have it figured out, and they're not willing to hear what a second person has to say. If they don't understand it, well, they know best, and it's either their way or the highway, because they don't want to listen to anybody else. They have it figured out, and a chacham comes and tells them something, they don't want to listen to them. And of course you have to listen to the chacham, you have to realize that our understanding is impaired. It's b'chlal not at the level of das teira, of the teira, to be the chachamim, etc. So, Ramesha says, there's actually a big, huge problem with someone who does an aveira, who sins with his seichel. Someone who sins with his seichel is very difficult for him to do tshuva, because the person that sins with his taivas, at some point, the taiva is going to end. The taiva ended, he finished the taiva, or he got old and he's not interested anymore. There's going to come a point where he's going to realize, this was disgusting, look what I was involved in, and he's going to stop. But someone who sins with seichel, it's a theory, it's a shita, it's his hashkafa, and he's convinced he's right, and no one could persuade him otherwise. This is who I am, this is my position. If he's not open to looking for the emes, he's insisting on his hashkafa, it's right, it's wrong, it's right, it's left, whatever his hashkafa might be, he insists on that hashkafa, it's very hard for him to do tshuva. Because he's really deep down thinks that I was probably right, or at that point I was right, or what I did was right. And let's say he really wants to do tshuva, he can't even inspire others with that tshuva. Even the Gemara discusses in the Saita when you're allowed to do tshuva out loud, when you're not supposed to do tshuva out loud, Gemara in Yuma and Saita. This person will never be able to go along and say it out loud, because someone who gets up for whatever reason, and again, normally not supposed to, the Gemara says you're not supposed to announce your tshuva out loud, but the Gemara in Saita says there are instances like by Yehuda and Reuben where it's allowed. The Gemara speaks about each one had a reason why they needed to publicize it. So let's say someone does an aveira that was an aveira of taivas, of pleasures of this world. So when he gets up and announces, everyone's going to look at him, he'll be embarrassed. There's no question he did something wrong. It's a serious tshuva. But someone who gets up and says, I made a mistake in my hashkafa, because I thought like this and like this. People are looking at him saying, yeah, maybe you were forced to do tshuva, but come on. You might still think like that. He might still be thinking like this. He's just being forced to admit it for whatever reason. And, you know, he's not even going to be embarrassed. Very possible. What if he be embarrassed? Someone did an Aveira Gasa of Tivus. So when he has to admit it, he's so ashamed in front of everybody. But someone who had Ashkafa, that was my Ashkafa. That was my belief. That was my theory. And people actually might even really be nichshel. People will say, wow, what a great theory. I want to do that. I believe in that theory. I like it. Why are you being chayzer? That's a great theory. So it's very, very hard for this person to be chayzer b'tshuva. Well, says Ramesha, if so, take a look. Adam, Cain, and Yehuda, they're averis of Tivus. Adam, Eitadas of Erev Kain, to get rid of his brother, so he could just be the one. That's a Veir of Taiva. Yehuda with Tamar, it's a Veir of Taiva. Again, Medrash says that Yehuda was forced into it, but the act was an act of Taiva. However, Reuven had a whole theory how his father made a mistake, this is the right thing to do, until he came to the Akara, Yaakov Avinu, the Shifte Kara, everything does about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was wrong. I don't understand it. I still don't understand it. Why couldn't he move the Mita into my mother's tent? I don't get it. Does it matter what I get or not? I have to be mevatel myself to the Das Yaakov Avinu. This is an aveira of seichel, an aveira of a whole hashkafa of a lifetime, willing to continue to look for the truth at every point. This was a very, very challenging, difficult tshuva. And when he decided to do tshuva on this, like we said before, a tshuva of machshava, a tshuva that Hashem wasn't even giving him a sayers on, a tshuva of mitzvah, and now we're adding this knech, was a tshuva of seichel as opposed to taiva. He couldn't even get up and admit it to anybody because they might fall for it. They might say, hey, you know, your first thing was right. But they might not believe him that he's really being chayzer b'tshuva. And he doesn't look too embarrassed. So he never felt right to get up and announce it. He didn't think it would be successful. He didn't think it was a good idea. At the same moment that his brother, Yehuda, announced his chazar b'tshuva, and Yehuda was deathly embarrassed on what had happened between him and Tamar, Sadka Mimeni, Sadka, Imani. It's the same moment, moving like, this is my Akachaparain, right now, I can announce it. So Yehuda inspired him to announce out loud, he was going to do it out loud, but he needed the right moment. So, it did happen with Chus Yehuda. But this tshuva was already a tshuva which was cooking and baking, I don't know what the expression is, inside Reuven, for quite a long time. He just never was able, never had the Gelegenheit, the opportunity, to successfully announce it before. So that Chus goes to Yehuda. But this type of tshuva was a tshuva which came from Reuven to realize, I'm not just doing tshuva from some aveir which I was initial. A tshuva from an outlook which I had my whole life. I was always convinced this is the right way to look at things. And to be able to rethink everything. And to begin again. That is amazing. Tshuva of Reuven. So Kerem Moshe and Mimela, the first one that teaches us this type of tshuva in Tanakh, as a Navi, in a lesson, in a detailed instruction, is not Moshe, it's not Yirmiyah, it's not all the other Navim, it's actually Yeshaya. Because what does Yeshaya say? Shuvi Yisrael ad Hashem alekecha, ki chashalta v'avinecha. Chashalta means you stumbled, you made a mistake. You were wrong in what you thought the whole time. You sinned with your seichel, it was completely off. You made a mistake. So, he continues and he says, Chuy Machim Dvarim, and then he says, Ashur lo yashienu. Stop believing in the strength of Ashur. Stop believing in Mitzrayim. Stop believing in Hashem. Believe in the right thing. Understand and have the correct seichel. We should stop saying that things which we created with our hands are our God. We shouldn't believe in what we believe until now. We should have new beliefs to rethink the right Hashkafa. To know what the truth is, and to search for the real truth. And that's where the Haftarah finishes. Then it says, Kisharim Dachi Hashem. The ways of Hashem are straight. If you're looking for the truth, you'll find it. What's the right Hashkafa? I don't know if I should believe in this or believe that. There's so many sheet, there's so many opinions. What does Hashem want me to believe? How should I live my life? Which Hashkafa should I be going with? So Navi says, Kisharim Dachi Hashem. Looking for the truth, you're going to find it. Paishim Yikashkumbam. Because they're not looking for the truth. They're living based on their tivers. They're not going to find the truth. They'll bounce on one ashkafa, the other, or they'll stay with some wrong ashkafa. But someone who's looking for the truth, tzaddikim yelchu bo'i, they're always going to end up finding the truth. And that was the moir de ketshuva of Reuven, which no one in world history had done before. And the first Navi who instructs us specifically in this type of tshuva is the Navi, Yeshaya. Rethink it. Maybe our ashkafa needs to be a little bit rewired. Maybe there's something which we believe, we grew up with, some political belief, which is having an impression on our Torah beliefs. Maybe there's something krum about the way we believe. Rethink it. Mirat Hashem, Hashem should guide us. That since Yisharim Da'ach Hashem, as long as we're looking for the truth, Tzadikim Yelchubam, we'll find it. Amen, Ken Yotzen.